Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, it is Friday, Justin.
It is Friday, Diana. A noble day. A sweet day. It's like the taste of victory, isn't it?
And it's kind of a special Friday.
Is it?
Well, I think so.
Why?
Because next week is April Fool's Day on Tuesday.
Yes.
And so Friday Faves, we are featuring favorite April Fool's Day pranks.
Right. Now, if you know me, the way to, well, if you work for me, the way to get fired, number one, or the way to irritate me and have me never speak to you again is to play a prank on me. I don't like pranks. I'm not a prankster.
Not into surprises.
No. People do call me a fun hater.
It's true.
So, you know, I enjoy my own times of fun, but I'll tell you, yeah, pranks are
on your own terms.
Yes, exactly right. I do not enjoy pranks. I just think, put your time into something useful.
Sure.
But if you do, apparently our people in our office do enjoy pranks.
Well, I had a lot of ideas.
We have a list
ideas,
of pranks
yeah.
here that, you know, our people have played on others.
Or these have been played on them.
Absolutely.
Or they just heard about it.
Right.
Now, of course, these, my thing about the pranks is as long as they don't hurt anyone, you know, it's harmless, fun, I'm okay with it.
I still think it's a waste of
time. I don't like it when it's, you know, like lying and it hurts someone's feelings. And
I just think, you know, put your energy into something charitable. Do something. I mean, you know, it's just a lot of energy that
sure.
I think can be put into better use. But again, I'm a fun hater.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you
I'll
go.
Take the lead on this then.
All right, take the lead on
okay,
it.
Okay, so one of my favorites was Jody. She told me that when she was in sixth grade, her class and the other three sixth grade classes all conferred amongst themselves, okay? And they decided that at a certain time, I think it was 10 a.m., they would all just get up quietly and walk out of the room like zombies. Just the kids. So the teachers had no idea this was happening.
That's funny.
I'm sure they saw them squirming in their seats and looking at the clock right before 10 o'clock. But
right. But
the teachers didn't know what to do because they're like, why are all the students just all of a sudden getting up and walking out of the room like zombies? And then they came back and she said it all went perfectly. I mean, it was all in good fun and then everybody had a good laugh and they went on with their day. So that was a good one.
That sounds like a good use of taxpayer dollars. Doesn't it? Welcome to
Oh, it took all of 5 minutes.
Oh, I know. I'm a fun hater.
Fun hater. Well, now what's this? David, MPA team, a few years ago had a different...
Before I came.
Yeah. They had a different location. It was before they moved. And their neighbor was a really good friend of theirs in the next office building. They told this neighbor that there was some sort of large varmint in the back of the office, like under a mattress or something. So they brought this guy in, all innocent, thinking he's gonna have to try to eradicate this varmint, right? We'll call him Travis. So Travis came in, tried to get rid of it. Like basically he starts like throwing stuff at the mattress and beating on it to scare the varmint out. He was going crazy, like just like trying to get it and he couldn't find it. And then he finally realized it was a prank. And was pretty shocked because nobody had ever really pulled something on him before.
Right, yeah, he's typically the prankster.
So, he is.
It's funny.
So again, pretty harmless.
Pretty harmless.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty harmless. Until someone gets hurt.
And then, of course, there was the filling a car with balloons, lining windows with sticky notes, cups of water filling a room to block someone to get out of a room. You know, harmless, but man, what are they supposed to do with those
right.
cups of water to just even walk through? So,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So you could be giving your time to charity and helping the homeless or helping, you know, your church with something. Or you could be planning an April Fool's prank.
Keep it nice,
folks. You could tell that there's two different sides of this marriage, can't you? All right. Well, until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.